With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at ladsonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
Lads! Up your life with Lads! Lads! Up your life!
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back this Friday, May 24th, with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggee pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 World Championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, this hour's word is nice. Text the word nice, N-I-C-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Your word is nice, N-I-C-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win. Bennett Doyle will have another word for you at 4 o'clock. One more time, this hour's word is nice, N-I-C-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Giannato and Jeffrey phone guests appear on the Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram phone line. Now, back to Giannato and Jeffrey. Mark Giannato,
lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Top of the second hour, Bill Bender, of course, writes for the Sporting News. You can go follow him on Twitter at BillBender92. Bill, it appears that Michigan is moving forward and going to hire Juwan Howard as their next head coach. What do you make of the hire?
It's going to be interesting. I mean, a lot of people are going to go straight to the Fab Five comparison, but I almost think that's not fair to Howard, who's somebody who's been in the NBA for so long as an assistant. You know, there's a culture clash there because the Fab Five obviously had a style that was unique, and then John Beilein had a successful style that was unique, and I don't think Juwan Howard can replicate either one of those. I think he has to have his own style as their head coach. And obviously part of a trend, one of my former colleagues, Troy Macker put out that I believe that's 11 former players on NBA Jam that are college basketball coaches now.
Do you think perhaps the success that Penny Hardaway is having at Memphis, not only on the recruiting trail, but more importantly at the ticket office and in terms of donations, do you think that's playing a role at all? Because for a while we started here, you know, hiring the former player just doesn't work out. And, you know, everyone would always cite the same examples, Clyde Drexler, Chris Mullin, and then so on and so forth. Do you feel like the fact that Penny Hardaway is having so much success, it's making it easier to do this again?
Yeah, I mean, Fandy went with Stackhouse. There are some others out there that have gone to former players. I think it can be different on a case-to-case basis. And obviously, as you know, Jeffrey, I'm in college football where we see this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Fitz, Gerald, Rick, Harbaugh, Frost. I mean, it's almost once a guy moves up those assistant coaching ranks in college football, you assume that he's going to go back to his alma mater, which leads us to, you know, Dabo Sweeney and that question that he's going to have to confront the day Nick Saban retires.
Is he going to, though? Because the Bama multiplier thing in his contract, I think, was genius. I think that was big. But more importantly, if Dabo's going to go to Alabama, I don't think he's going to go directly after Nick Saban. I think he's going to go after the whoever they decide to get as Ron Zook, the Ron Zook move.
Yeah, that's the old Lou Holtz saying, that you want to be the guy that follows the guy, right? That you,
for sure.
You don't want to be the guy right after him. So, you know, and I think there's something to that. And I also have been saying, if we're talking about a clock, every year that Dabo's at Clemson makes it that much more difficult to pull him out, especially with the success they are having, the recruiting that they're having. As I keep telling, I think I've told you a few times, and we kind of marveled at this, that this is a program that replaced Deshaun Watson with a quarterback who was better as a freshman and has another freshman coming in behind him next year that's going to be pretty good. So I don't know why you would leave that. And even for your alma mater, the heartstrings, the pull of all those things, I mean, this is the world Dabo's living in.
In your experience, having covered coaches and the like, do you think the alma mater pulls at their heartstrings as much as it does fans?
Oh, absolutely. I do. Because, well, maybe because I'm kind of like that too in a way, just personally, that, you know, to me, not to make this about me at all, but I mean, I lived in Charlotte for 7 years because our company offices are there and I wanted to move home because, you know, I might be the only person in the world that moved down there and then volunteered to move back in the snow belt of Ohio. So, I can only imagine. When you play somewhere, the adulation that comes with it, I mean, I think the pressures that come with it too, you find, but I think that's the type of person I am, where I love my school more than anything, and I think most of those guys feel the same way.
Yeah, the way that I look at it is I think of it in terms of a job, and oftentimes particular coaches that come from certain schools, they might have a better job, and then you can make the argument now. Like, you can realistically make the argument right now that Dabo Swinney has a better job than Alabama, and I'm not saying that the Clemson program is better, but in terms of he completely owns his recruiting territory, he has a much easier conference to win, and he's in a conference that is easier to win, and he can afford a loss. You know, if you're out in the Pac-12, I don't know if you can afford a loss. Certain conferences, you can't afford a loss, but we know in the SEC you can, and he's just got it rolling so much. I think he can make the argument in terms for Dabo Swinney, the Clemson job might be a better job for him.
I would agree with that, just because he could lose a game at Clemson, and they're probably still – they've done that twice.
Sure.
Where have they gone – they went to the playoff both times, right? They lost to Syracuse, went to the playoff, lost to Pitt, and I remember that game. But I think they have that wiggle room there. And, we make this comparison all the time. It is a lot like Florida State 90 to whatever under Bowden, where they were always in the top five. And I still contend Dabo's probably a little bit of a better big game coach than Bobby Bowden was. And then again, they didn't have to go through Miami when Miami was Miami and not what we've been watching the last few years. But I mean, that kind of transitions. I guess I would ask you the question in return is, I always argued that Mark Richt had less pressure on him at Miami, his alma mater, than he did at Georgia. which is kind of the same sweet spot that Kirby Smart's in right now, where, oh, yeah, you've won every game in the division the last 2 years, but when are you going to beat Bama?
I would have agreed with you at the start of the year, but then after seeing what we saw, which was essentially Miami had a disappointing year, and then all of a sudden, completely out of nowhere, Mark Richt is, let's be real, being asked to retire. But I do agree with you in terms of the pressure. I think you understand that if you're Mark Richt, your fan base is rooting for you if you're one of them. But at the same time, I mean, good God, I mean, Bill, it was just overnight he gets canned.
Yep, and there are certain jobs right now. I think if we're talking about pressure going into 19, not you're going to get fired, but just pressure of you have to put up at one of these big-time programs. I think Georgia's feeling that now just because they've been close. And, I mean, Kirby's going to win 10 games, but like I said, when are you going to break through and beat Alabama? Michigan with Jim Harbaugh with the 10-win seasons. I don't think – pressure to me doesn't mean Jim Harbaugh's on the hot seat. It just means people will get even more restless if they can't break through and maybe win the Big Ten East. We have high expectations for Texas. Our bowl projections are out, and I put Texas in the playoffs, and people are telling me I'm crazy. But this goes back to the discussion we had last week where when you're only picking from six possible playoff teams, I think it's more likely the Big 12 would get their champion in, whether it's Texas or Oklahoma, than it is both Alabama and Georgia getting in the playoff. That's just me.
I don't have a problem with that.
Bill, Mark Giannato here. Got a question for you. Sort of changing topics. We're seeing this trend with Georgia, with a lot of these big Power Five schools that they want to schedule 10 Power Five games. They want to load up their schedules with Power Five games. What, if anything, can a school like Memphis do with that becoming more and more of a trend, it seems?
Well, hey, and congrats on being on this show. I'll warn you, Jeffrey and I get on some tangents, and over the weeks, but it'll be a lot of fun. And to answer your question, I think Memphis is doing what they can do. They schedule Power Five opponents, and they've scored some big wins even in the last decade. You know, they've played some big teams, big games. The UCLA one sticks out for some reason in my head the most, probably because of Rosen, but. I think they got to do what they do that. Continue to pay your coaches. Try to hold on to them. Schedule up as much as you can. And maybe, just maybe, if one of these conferences, we have another merry-go-round of expansion, and I'm talking about the Big 12, is Memphis more marketable than South Florida, UCF, Cincinnati? Which one am I missing? I know I'm missing one in there. That always come out.
Houston, yeah.
Houston's paying their coach like a Power Five coach. I think you're going to start there.
Talking, of course, with Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Go follow him on Twitter at BillBender92. Okay, I wanted to ask you, now that we're kind of getting more and more into college football, Joe Moorhead gets an extension, but more importantly, he gets a transfer quarterback, a quarterback that he's familiar with. He gets Stevens out of Penn State. In terms of what Mississippi State fans are going to see out of him, what can they expect?
I mean, Tommy Stevens is a good player, a team player, and I was shocked that he didn't, maybe stick it out at Penn State, because I sat down and talked to him last summer as part of a Trace McSorley feature where that was everything to him, Penn State. So, we'll see. I thought Thompson played well when he had a chance to play for the Bulldogs last year, and we'll see what that does. Does it disrupt the locker room a little bit? Do they start to gravitate towards Stevens? Will Moorhead play both guys? It's an interesting decision, but I still think Thompson is going to start. I just think it's hard for Stevens to go this late and go there and take that starting job away from a guy who's kind of shown he can do it.
Talking, of course, with Bill Bender of the Sporting News at BillBender92. Okay, and then on to your latest coaches' rankings. Dabbled into the NFL. Holy cow, Bill. Way to go out on a limb there, you and your editors, putting Bill Belichick number one. I'll go to this. I love Sean McVay. I am a McVay guy, if you will. But has he really earned the number two spot right now?
Well, we went off a couple things. I mean, me personally, so not to pass the buck and take the accountability off me, but our NFL editor, Tad Aslop, and I know you guys talked to Vinny Iyer on occasion. We kind of just did this, all three of us. And I like the McVay coaching tree because that says that his scheme, what he's doing, is spreading in the NFL. And there was that joke last year that, you know, McVay's pool boy is going to get hired next and all that kind of stuff. And but with me personally, I always go with rings first. So Belichick's one, obviously. And I, you know, with me, it's a really tough call between McVay and Sean Payton. And I guess we did the tiebreaker with the Rams one, sort of. And I don't want to get into that. But you get what I mean. I think those three are the top three in the sport right now, with Andy Reid and a couple others lurking really closely behind.
Yeah, it's difficult for me. I love Sean Payton, but I also recognize he oftentimes, particularly in big games, he makes decisions that put his team in spots that make it more difficult for them to win. But I do acknowledge, like, I love him.
That's fair. And then, you know, Tomlin, as I was talking to DeCourcy, our college basketball writer and also a huge Steelers fan, we were talking about Tomlin, and I said, well, the six guys ranked ahead of him made the playoff last year, and he didn't. And I think that's a fair going into this year. What's a big year for Mike Tomlin, coming off all the drama of last year with Le'Veon and Antonio and Big Ben. And, you know, now it's weird going in, you know, just from living up here in Ohio, going into a football season where the Browns are probably going to be picked to win the division. Sometimes I pinch my arm and wonder if that's true. It'll be interesting to see the Steelers, Tomlin, Big Ben, all those guys in an underdog role, because I think they're actually going to play better knowing that.
Is Tomlin on the hot seat this year?
I think so, a little bit, just because I always use this analogy with the Steelers, and I believe me, most of my text, I had to like up my text plan because most of my buddies, we text about the AFC and NFC North all the time. You know, the Bengals let it go too long with Marvin. And, you know, Marvin lost too many times to the Steelers, and they just kept him around. And I don't think the Steelers are that kind of franchise. Now it's the same franchise that's had three coaches since I've been alive. But, you know, I think this is a big year for him to prove it, because a lot of that drama, you know, when you get rid of Bell and Brown, and if they go 6-10 or 7-9 this year and miss out on the playoffs, and Baltimore and Cleveland both finish ahead of them, be an interesting offseason if that happens.
Bill, we appreciate the time, my man.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, guys.
He is Bill Bender of the Sporting News. A little programming note, Kevin Pelton cannot do today. We will discuss the NBA playoffs with Kevin tomorrow. We'll discuss the NBA, more Tiger basketball, more when we come back right here on Giannotto and Jeffrey, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it, too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them. Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law. That's all.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just get you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Earn 2 times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply.
Giannotto and Jeffrey phone guests appear on the Landers Nissan phone line. Now, back to Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto,
columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Giannotto and Jeffrey rolls on. Last night in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors even up their Eastern Conference Finals series 2 games apiece. They defeat the Bucks 120-102. Marc Gasol with another really solid night, particularly on the stat sheet. 17 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Of course, one of the big stories of the night, the Toronto Raptors were able to essentially control the entire second half with Kawhi Leonard noticeably limping for most of the game. Marc, this is my takeaway. And for those out there that will suggest I'm only bitter because I took the Bucks -2, that's neither here nor there. It looked like on the Bucks, the only person that cared last night was Chris Middleton.
That sounds about right. I don't know about cared. It's just, yeah, they weren't all there. I mean, Giannis cared. Like, he had that great start to the game. I just think, you know, Toronto was at home. They figured out some adjustments. You know what I loved the most? One, I love the Marc Gasol little head tilts.
It really gives you the feels.
To get Kawhi dunks. It was quintessential Marc Gasol last night. It was good to see him have another good game. And, you know, I know there's more factors in all of this, but when Marc plays well, it's a lot like in Memphis. The Raptors seem to play well.
I think that's a very fair way of putting it, because particularly it's on the defensive end. I think the other thing that strikes me, particularly when I watch the Bucks, and this is something that Connor and I have discussed at length, because of the way the Bucks are constructed, in which they essentially just surround Giannis with shooters. Mm-hmm. When you have a night where shots don't go in, particularly if it's the Bucks, because so many of their shots are from the outside, it's a lot of one and done possessions. It looks so much worse because it just feels just hopeless when you watch them. But I think the thing that really struck me last night is when it comes down to it, I think Kyle Lowry's good again.
Well, he's good. It's a lot like, honestly, Marc Gasol, where he's, you know, he's on the other side of his prime. And so having to depend on him to be a star every night is not a smart strategy. But can he be a star on any given night? Yes. And that's what you're seeing. And last night, I mean, what was remarkable about last night is, I mean, Kawhi, I know he had a big fourth quarter, and he played better in the second half, but really it was the others who carried Toronto. And now, can they do that in Milwaukee? I don't know. I'm just glad we have a competitive conference final series. I mean, like, these teams beefed up at the trade deadline, and it was looking there for a second like we were going to have 2-4-5 game series in the conference finals.
There's no question. I do think last night it's like, okay, thank God, we've got a chance for a series to go 7. I think it's likely that this series ends up going 7. But the other thing that I do like is the point that you just mentioned there. I kind of like when teams sell out. Like, Toronto doesn't know. Like, you know, you sold out to get Kawhi this year. You really don't know what the future holds. Like, yes, you obviously want to re-sign him, but you can't bank on that and just go, like, they went all in. They cashed their chips in. They went all in. And I like when teams do that. You just don't know when you're going to get a shot. It's the same thing with, like, when the Kansas City Royals, they went all in. They get beat by the Giants in the World Series, and then the next year they get back, and then after that it's like, okay, well, we don't have the ammo to keep doing this, so you had to break it up. But when a team goes all in, I love it.
It's, you know, it'll be, we'll see if, like, Toronto fans love it next year when Kawhi leaves.
That's true.
And you're, I mean, like, I hate to say it like this, you get $25 million Marc Gasol at age 34. But for right now, I mean, if it gets you an NBA championship, heck yeah, it's worth it. We'll see if it does. I mean, the game 5 is going to be fascinating. It's going to be fascinating to see, like, will the Bucks role players actually show up at home?
Well, because that was a big difference.
This is
last
a big
night.
Moment for Giannis, to be quite honest, in his sort of ascension into super duper stardom. Yes, he put up some numbers last night, but it wasn't impactful like it had been in the previous series, like it was in the first two games of this series. A lot at stake, and these two. And while Golden State's sitting at home with its feet up,
it may be fascinating because maybe we don't have to phrase it this way. Will Milwaukee's bench show up, or the bigger question is on the road? I mean, what the Raptors did on the bench with their bench last night, I don't think that's sustainable. It was their best point differential in a bench at 25 points all season for a single game. So I think that kind of becomes the bigger question. Is it's not so much, it seems likely that the Bucks are not going to be that bad off the bench again, but it also conversely seems not likely that the Raptors are going to be that good off the bench.
Probably right.
That seems more
probably
than
fair. Right. How concerned do y'all think that the Bucks need to be about Eric Bledsoe? His past four games, he's had 9 points on 3 of 12, 8 on 3 of 10, 11 on 3 of 16, and 5 on 2 of 7. Like, where on the panic meter should fans be there with Eric Bledsoe, especially because they just gave him that big extension?
Well, that's why I would be concerned. For this series, I mean, luckily you have George Hill. Mm-hmm. So, you have someone, if Bledsoe's struggling, you can bring him in. For the long term, I think they made a poor investment probably with Eric Bledsoe,
considering they have Malcolm Brogdon as well.
Yeah.
I feel like with George Hill, we have done this cycle of, oh, he's good. Dude, George Hill stinks. He's good again. George Hill stinks. Like, he's good again. Like, I feel like I am consistently in this just endless cycle of asking myself, is George Hill good?
That shows you you're a sports junkie. What, you shouldn't be wasting your time asking yourself if George Hill's good.
Oh, no. That's exactly what I waste my time with.
He's like the Jeff Green of point guards.
No,
he's
bad.
A way better. He's better. More skilled. He's a skilled basketball player.
Yeah. He's
No. He's no. Jeff Green is the guy that when you walk in the gym, you're like, that guy is awesome. But then you forget, like, oh yeah, you have to dribble. And then you have to have people guard you. And then that's when basketball really falls apart for Jeff Green, is when you actually have to do basketball. You don't just get to run and jump. That kills him. All right, and then the other big story of the night. I am so sick of Drake, I cannot put it into words.
I love him on
my
TV.
My blood pressure legitimately rises. Because the thing that I hate about Drake 100% thinks he's part of this team.
It's not his fault that TNT always shows him.
He was slapping back. He was slapping Nick Nurse's back on the freaking bench.
I love that.
Could you imagine? No, hold up. Seriously, though. If you and I, if someone gave us their courtside seats and we go and slap the back of the Grizzlies coach, you and I are never going to agree.
Drake. We're not. Come on. That's like a bad hypothetical.
No,
if Justin Timberlake did it with the Grizzlies coach, the Grizzlies would be cool.
Lionel would have killed him.
Maybe.
Lionel would have killed
him. He's a part owner. Lionel would have gotten fired if
JB,
he had done that.
JB would have been cool with it. Fizdale's a star banger, so yeah, he would have been cool with it. Jaeger, I think it would have depended on the moment with Jaeger.
Yeah.
I think in general, Jaeger would have been cool with it. But overall, I'm so sick of Drake.
I don't know. I like it. It's like, you know, we've been missing because the Knicks have been so bad. We haven't had Spike Lee for years in the playoffs. And now we've got a modern day Spike Lee here on the sideline. I like Drake. I liked him in the Philly series when he was taunting Embiid. I like him now in this series. Like,
I was close to turning the corner on him when he showed up at Portland and he was embracing the fact that he is a curse. When he was kind of in on the joke, I was fine with it. And last night I just found myself just getting vehemently angry.
And at least with the Raptors, his rooting interest here makes sense.
Toronto?
He lives in Toronto. He's a Canadian. Like, it makes sense that he's a Raptors fan. It doesn't make sense that he's a Kentucky fan or a whatever. Is he a Cowboys fan? I don't even know. But he seems to root for all the best teams. But it seems like this Raptors fandom.
He's the new Kenny Chesney. Like, Kenny Chesney somehow is like a Red Sox fan, a Patriots fan, was a Yankees fan before that. Like, dude, you're from East Tennessee. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, listen. I like Drake. I don't agree with your take at all. I am not sick. Bring on more Drake. He makes the series more entertaining.
Does he, though? Because the basketball's entertaining right now. This is the only series that's competitive. This is classic Drake inserting himself into something that is not about him. It's almost like Drake legitimately, like, he realizes, like, oh, I've not been part of the conversation in 10 minutes, and he gets an update on his phone, and he's like, boom, got to go in. He's a Kardashian, except he has a discernible talent. I will give him that.
The Kardashians are talented too. I'm not on the hating on the Kardashian
train either.
Kardashians'
talent is they have an
getting paid.
Yes, they have an unbelievable ability to recognize how to make money,
to leverage their market value.
And I will give them credit.
That's talent. You got to be talented to do that.
I think
smart.
I think they're grinders. I think they're working bees, and I give them credit for that.
I don't know. I'm a Drake fan. I like the I'm a fan of the Kardashian family. I say do whatever you can to get wherever you can. And I'm just telling you, I find Drake. I live for the like last night. They showed. I forget who was at the free. It was Giannis at the free throw line.
Yes.
And in the background is Drake moving around. And TNT clearly kind of did an arty shot of Giannis in the foreground and Drake sort of taunting him in the background with his back to him. And I loved it. I loved it.
Underrated. Raise my blood pressure moment. While Drake was doing that, I gotta also give credit. There was a blonde that was sitting one row behind Drake, and she did not miss a moment. She was basically contorting her entire body that every time it was obvious that a camera was on Drake, she's basically giving herself scoliosis, trying to bend to make sure that she got into the shot too. It was breathtaking to watch. It was like Kepka's girlfriend. Kepka's girlfriend has an unbelievable ability to find a camera. She almost got knocked out the other day on Sunday when Kepka won. Dude, it had to be her worst nightmare. Kepka wins the tournament. He's walking. He's a good solid 30 yards in front of her, and she put on that DB closing speed of, I know the camera's following him. She is just a-holes and elbows, just losing it trying to get in that camera shot.
Oh, my favorite was before that final round when they show him walking walking into the course, and she goes in for the kiss, and Kepka was it's game mode time. And it's Sunday mode. He's like, no way, nope, no kiss. No good luck kiss today, babe.
Yeah. Yeah, because Kepka also, I do think Koepka has enough self-awareness to I actually think Koepka's a borderline troll, and I'm kind of in on him for this reason.
Reminds me of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I think they're very similar, except Koepka has an ability to win the big one. But I love
Aaron Rodgers is a Super Bowl champion.
He is a Super Bowl champion. And I still, that's the thing, though. This is me in a nutshell. I still think Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback to ever play. Like, in terms of just pure scares me when he's on the other side, I would be more terrified coaching against him than I would be Brady. Just because Rodgers, I feel like, does so many things that I'm like, there's no answer for that. Like, he's just that good. But in terms of with Koepka, Koepka seems to have the self-awareness that Jenna Sims doesn't know who he is if he's not Brooks Koepka. Like, I think Brooks understands that maybe the bond that brings them together is not their communication skills.
I don't know. Brooks Koepka is a hard guy to read. I remember when he's been at the FedEx St. Jude Classic the past couple years and I've covered, he's just a hard guy to read. I remember I walked with him, Phil Mickelson.
Phil, that was that group, yeah.
Yeah, and I forget who else was in it. But he was making fun of Phil about how old Phil was.
Yep.
And that was pretty good. That was like the one time you got a glimpse at kind of his personality. It was like before the third tee, I think it's the par 5 third at TPC Southwind. I put it in a story I did for the commercial appeal when I followed around Phil for a day. I forget exactly what he said, but he was funny there. But for the most part, he's just he's locked in on the golf. He's like as close to like a football player as you get on the golf course.
That's the narrative that kills me when people start talking about, oh, he looks like an NFL linebacker. He's 6 feet, 195 pounds. He is a kicker in the NFL.
He just happens to have biceps and broad shoulders.
He lifts weights in a sport that they used to only lift cheeseburgers. Yes, I completely get that. God.
So I'm Team Drake, but I do think that it's starting to get to a line. Like, I think that massaging a coach in the middle of an NBA playoff game is, like, don't do that. I think that there's a line there. Do you think, though, that it's going to start bothering the players at any point? Because if he just keeps giving fuel to the opposing team and, like, giving them more motivation and stuff like that, do you think it's going to, like, bother the Toronto Raptors at a certain point?
The problem is the only person that I can see it bothering to an extent that they would have problems is Draymond.
Well, I know, and, like honestly, if,
even, like, Mark could make a pretty good point. I'm not so sure that Drake didn't actually rattle Giannis last night.
Maybe a little.
Like, every time Giannis did something, he would immediately chirp at Drake.
Well, and you talked about Drake going up behind Nick Nurse and rubbing his shoulders. What if he'd done that to Marc Gasol? I actually think Mark would have punched him in the face.
Mark would kill him.
If he had done that in the middle of a game.
Drake, please do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, like, Kawhi Leonard.
Drake,
done it, like,
I changed my mind. You are the most amazing individual. Please get more involved. I've heard Mark really has tight shoulders and you could really loosen them up. How amazing would that moment be if the TNT cameras just catch Drake? Because who was it earlier this year when there was the, does Mark hate so-and-so? Because he kind of went for like a, he tried to go for like a five, but then missed and hit Mark in the gut. And then we had like the 24-hour period of, does Mark hate so-and-so? Who was it this year?
Oh, it was on the Grizzlies.
Yeah. Remember it wasn't Jaren.
Oh my gosh, who was it? Oh my gosh, who was it? Was it Chandler?
I don't think it was Chandler because I don't think this was the period in which Chandler was playing. I think this is when Chandler was hanging out in L.A.
Because I very vividly remember us having a conversation about that because we broke it down like it was this, like the JFK film. Like,
yeah,
it was
Joakim Noah.
Yeah, Joakim Noah. Yeah, Joakim Noah. Yeah, that was the Zapruder film.
Yeah.
It was Joakim and the handshake that maybe wasn't a handshake and who knows?
We're getting close to Drake being in their huddle. Like, because
we're getting close to Drake drawing up plays.
He's going to try to get in that huddle at some point.
For God's sakes, he was massaging the coach. He was in the coach's box, at least. We'll come back, wrap things up, get you all set for the Gary Parrish Show. Stick around. You're listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 4 p.m.
We've all got big plans this summer. Like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach.
And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. Well, the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem. You should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager, the bold amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings.
Spread my wings.
D.G. Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
With summer fast approaching, the Pep Boys pros will get your ride in tip-top shape. Now during the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, get up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. And if you need your oil changed, get $25 off a Pennzoil Synthetic Oil Change that includes free tire rotation. $25 off! Go to pepboys.com/radio for your coupon and stop by your local Pep Boys service center today. Brake offer up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See oil coupon for restrictions. Offers end May 26th.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Giannotto and Jeffrey phone guests appear on the Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram phone line. Now, back to Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto,
lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Giannotto and Jeffrey rolls on. Make sure you're listening to the top of each and every hour for your chance to win $1,000. It's unicorn cash going on through the end of this week and next week. Top of each and every hour, text that cash code to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. We've already had one local winner. Make sure that you're listening so that you can become the next one. All right, Mark, last night, Federal Way's Jaden McDaniels ends up committing to Washington. I believe he announced it on social media at midnight last night.
And I think it was midnight Eastern time. That sound about right, Connor?
Yeah. So it was either 12:03 our time or, but I do not think.
It was really late at night.
The running joke was that he was doing it to avoid the Kentucky fans on Twitter.
Gotcha.
That's why I did it late at night.
Interesting.
I don't hate that.
Not a bad theory.
I don't hate
not
that.
Not a bad theory.
I don't hate that. But the reason why we mention that is because, indeed, McDaniels picked Washington over Kentucky. That means the University of Memphis, almost assuredly.
Barring some, like, reclass that yes, we don't foresee.
Some unforeseen circumstances, as the Grizzlies have been using for the terminology. The University of Memphis is going to finish with the number one recruiting class in the country.
You hear that, Seth Greenberg? You hear that?
Shots fired.
Take that for data.
I just love the reaction that Seth interview got. I know people are not happy that we had him on.
Yes.
I liked it.
I do too. Like, I agree with you. I do think there is value in hearing what other people are saying, particularly those that are outside the community. Because while Seth is no longer a college basketball coach, it seems likely to me, Mark, and you can speak to this better than I can, it seems likely to me that Seth is still reasonably well plugged in amongst the coaching fraternity, if you will.
I think it's, you know, listen, he's got a big platform. He's on College Game Day. He's one of ESPN's big voices. So what he says not necessarily matters, but will
garner attention.
Yes, and resonate outside of Memphis. Now, do I agree with everything he had to say? No. I thought he was more complimentary of Penny than I think people are giving him credit for. He also made sure to get some digs in, which, you know, is his choice, I guess. But I think it's indicative of what, even though Penny has accomplished this, getting this number one recruiting class, and did a solid job his first year, arguably, you know, overachieving, really, with a roster that he inherited, there's going to be some people he hasn't convinced yet. And there's going to be people, even as he keeps winning this year with this roster, there's still going to be naysayers and doubters. And I think Penny realizes it at this point. And I think Memphians need to realize it, that while here Penny is beloved, I think he's polarizing because people have never seen someone like him. And so until we're seeing now with all these hires, it's maybe becoming more and more of the norm. I mean, Penny appears to be something of a trendsetter. I mean, you got Patrick Ewing was hired before him, but then you've got Penny. And since Penny got hired, now you've got Jerry Stackhouse at Vanderbilt, Juwan Howard at Michigan. This is becoming more and more of a trend, and I think it's a credit to what Penny has done that more athletic directors are becoming comfortable with this.
In my experience, in conversations that I've had with those that are around the coaching community, when you get people to be honest about what Penny Hardaway means, the thing that always strikes me is Penny is scary to the coaching community, and he's scary for this reason. He's scary because he, by their definition, he didn't cut his teeth the way that you're supposed to. He didn't come up as college assistant. He didn't work his way up. By their view, it's wrong, but by their view, he just got the job because he's Penny Hardaway. No one ever points out, you know, anytime I have this conversation, I always immediately point to, you guys do realize this guy was coaching sixth grade basketball as a multimillionaire.
Listen, even if you want to, like, that, I think that was true 14 months ago when he got hired. You had to put that
no,
in
No, but I'm saying, and then now where he's
now
scared.
Now you can just say, like, listen, like, whether you agreed with the hire or not, he just got the number one recruiting class in the country, all right? Like, whatever his credentials were going into the job, he's got credentials now that, like, of course he should have been hired.
And I think that's now what's terrifying. It's not just that he got the number one recruiting class in the country. It's, well, he doesn't do it the way we would do it. It's like, well, yeah, that means that he's kind of knocking the establishment. And the
all great innovators are polarizing. All great in whatever industry you're in, and Penny is doing things, as he put it yesterday, it's a different type of staff. He's doing it differently than arguably any coach in Memphis history's done. He's different. And there's going to be people who are going to be uncomfortable with that. And honestly, so far it has not affected him, his accomplishments, his ability to do his job one bit. And he's going to win a lot of games this year, and he's probably going to convince some people to jump over the fence, so to speak, and become believers. He's already convinced, I think, quite a few people who were on the fence to be believers. But at the end, unless he wins a national championship, there's going to be people who try to poke holes in his resume, poke holes in what he's doing. But, like,
I mean,
you know,
people do that with John Calipari. People point out one national title, all those.
That smoke. He said it yesterday. We want that smoke.
Sure, it's available now.
Penny does not. Penny, I think Penny realizes this is just his reality. And honestly, he's been using it to his advantage. He comes off different. Like, people say he's different, and you can take that in a negative way, but recruits are taking it in a positive way. Like, they want to be a part of what he's doing. And, you know, there's going to be naysayers in any industry. And like I said, he's an innovator right now. I mean, like, quite frankly, he is an innovator. The way he's going about things is different. And he's polarizing. And, like, Seth can say what he wants, and he's not going to back off his opinion. But, like, ultimately, he was wrong about certain things about Penny, just like a lot of people were wrong about certain things about Penny. They had some preconceived notions.
Oh, for sure.
That Penny has shattered at this point. And there's still some preconceived notions that Penny still is going to have to shatter. But honestly, like, my opinion on all this, because, like, I think he did a good job coaching the team last year.
I agree.
I still think it's up for debate whether he can win big. But, like, I think we're going to find out the answer this year. And, like, I think, I mean, honestly, based on his track record so far in the job, he's every box along the way. Like, you know, can he recruit? Can he work? Can he do the media? Can he, you know, can he do X's and O's? Can he not look overmatched? Like, he's checked every box. So all the evidence suggests he's going to check the next box, which is, can he balance all these personalities and egos and win big? Like, to me, you got to trust him at this point.
Yeah, to me, it all boils down to everyone's, well, now you got to go coach. Can he coach? Can he win? I have always fallen into the belief, and I think it's somewhat through research, it's testing and whatnot. I think the can he coach thing is remarkably overrated, because at the end of the day, this guy played in the league for 17 years. This guy knows basketball in and out. And at the end of the day, people always make basketball way more complicated than it is. It's 5-on-5, y'all.
It's about, like, the Jimmies and Joes, not the X's and O's. That's what people say.
And to me,
he's got Jimmies, Joes, Preciouses, Wisemans, Boogies.
But to your point, hindsight being 2020, I understand it was completely different for Josh in year one, because he's coming off, there's still emotion with Cal. He's got a good recruiting class coming in, but it's on the way. It's not here. But there were plenty of signs that Josh was going to struggle as a coach in terms of in-game, managing egos and whatnot. There were plenty of signs early. We didn't really see many signs last year with the Tigers. Even when things started going bad, like, he showed the ability to completely adjust what he did in terms of a scheme, just realizing at the end of the year, it's like, screw it. We got one guy that can put the ball in the hole. Jeremiah, you are touching it and you're going to score every until you can stop. Like, he has shown the ability to do the things that you have to do to adjust, and I'm not all that concerned about it.
Well, and I think even you heard in the Seth interview, I know people have said, like, oh, we don't want this negative Nelly on the Memphis Airways, and, you know, maybe they're right, but I think if you listen to Seth's comments closely, he was impressed by what Penny did.
I completely
X's agree. X's and O's wise. He was surprised. He realized that Penny was much more prepared for this job than anyone gave him credit for initially outside of Memphis. And so, you know, it's never going to be one of those things where he's just all of a sudden going to convince everyone. It's going to be a gradual process, and we've started that gradual process. And, like, last season was part of, like, first how Penny hit the ground running with his first recruiting class. That was one. Two, how he did this past season, taking a team that was, for the most part, Tubby's recruits, and also kind of being willing to do whatever it takes to win games. That was really impressive to me. Whether it was his recruits or Tubby's recruits, he was going to play the lineups that would win.
His best recruit was recruited by Josh Pastner as an afterthought. He struck out on a couple of guys, and so he gets Jeremiah Martin because he had to go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was going to Louisiana Tech.
But so that convinced people, the way they closed the year, that slowly started convincing more people. And, you know, getting Wiseman in November, that was part of it. And then now I think really turning the corner is the past month or so, where you get these national recruits, you beat out Duke for Boogie Ellis. I'm sorry, Seth, he's not just a leftover. You beat Duke for Boogie Ellis, and you go get Precious Achiuwa over Kansas and North Carolina.
Yes.
And you
I
go
don't know
get,
if it's you, necessary.
You go get Lester Quinones over Indiana.
Yes. I don't know if it's fair to say that you beat Duke for Boogie, but you did beat Washington. You did beat
UCLA.
Yes, you did beat them. Yes, but I don't.
He didn't have to decommit. He could have. I mean, he decommitted partly because of playing time, but I'm pretty sure Duke would have taken Boogie Ellis if he wanted to stay with his NLI.
Okay, I think that's fair.
You know, you
that's
beat Kentucky
fair.
For DJ Jeffries. And, like, it's gradual. It's gonna and this year, if he wins 30 games, more people are gonna be on the, you know, jumping on the bandwagon.
But
it's never gonna be all at once.
No.
Not when you have someone like Penny who's doing it so differently and kind of shaking up the status quo in college basketball.
Completely agree. Many thanks to Seth Greenberg for joining the program, Bill Bender, all of you for listening, Connor for keeping this thing rolling. For Mark, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening, and keep listening. The Gary Parrish Show is up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80 proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times. times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.